Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa. Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Well, hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, saying to you, hello. Hope you're doing well. I am in my non-mobile studio, sitting here looking at a nice, bright, cloudy day. It's not raining, that's good, and it ain't freezing, that's good. I think spring might have sprung, but I don't want to say it real quick, because you never know. So, I got a new episode. It feels like I've been away for a long time. That's because I pre-recorded a whole bunch of shows, because I have been gone for a little bit. Went to visit some family, yes. Hence the title of today's episode, Time Well Spent. I know I've talked about wasted time. Having some kerfuffles at the old J-O-B. So I thought I'd take a vacation and I'd go see my son. And I was invited to a niece's wedding. And I would say that was time well spent. How about you, baby boomers? You got time that you spend that you say that was time well spent? Yeah, instead of wasting time, or I wish I hadn't bothered with that because that's whatever amount of time I can't get back in my life. Well, I really enjoyed being with family. I'm going to have the next episode entitled Family, actually. But for right now, let's stick with time well spent. This will be a short, sweet episode, but I just wanted to get one out after coming back to let you know that, yeah, there are things we can do that is not just productive, not building a business or a dream or a goal or a passion, unless you want to just spend time with your family all the time and that's your dream, goal, and passion. Well, I am learning how to enjoy spending time with family and friends and not being working, because I found, as my prior episode said, I've been wasting a whole lot of time on things that just don't matter, aren't appreciated, and don't get rewarded. No, and if you haven't heard that episode, then you can go back to the scroll down. You can go back in the show notes, scroll down, and you'll see all my prior episodes. You can just click on whatever episode you want to listen to. They're pretty self-explanatory. Easy little titles. Usually has little show notes. Well, it does have little show notes telling you what the story is about or what the episode is about. Pretty easy to go. You can download and listen to these episodes at your own leisure whenever you get around to it or your own convenience. You can also rate me on iTunes or probably the listening platform of your choice or what you're on right now. I do know iTunes, though. If you want to rate me either any or all of the podcasting platforms, just go right ahead. I know iTunes is a rating system of 1 through 5. 1 is the lowest. 5 is the highest. You give me what you think I deserve. I would love a 5, but I'll take what you give me, and I will also take constructive criticism if you want to leave some of that. If you want to leave a nice review, I'll be happy about that too. Either way, that's okay. And if you haven't already subscribed to the Bobby the Boomer Show, please do. And that way, every time a new show comes out, you will be notified and you won't miss a single one. Not even one. I looked at my little timer and time is it's very short. I don't want to be that short. And I know I'm not that sweet. So let's see. I'll talk about time well spent a little bit more. Let's see. What did I spend my time wisely and funly with? I spent my time with the missus driving to our vacation location with our family where they're at. My son and my sister-in-law and one of my other sister-in-laws flew out to meet us as well for the wedding of my niece, actually my wife's niece, my niece-in-law. I think you just call them niece, right? Anyhow, we went there and visited with family, and we played a lot of games. I don't know if y'all ever heard, I'm not getting any money for it, but have you ever heard of Speed Scrabble? That's when you take the little letters from Scrabble, you don't use the board, you just lay them all out, and you make your own little words until you run out of letters. And whoever makes all the words before everybody else, when the letters run out, then you win. There's another game that we were playing this last week, and that was Bananagrams. It's a little case that is shaped like a banana, and it has letters like Scrabble, but instead you take certain number of letters for how many people are playing, and the same deal, you make your own words, except there's different terminology, like peel, when you're going to take another letter. When whoever gets all the words, then they say peel, you take another letter. Everybody takes another letter. And if they don't like the letter they got, like you get stuck with a Q or a U or a C or a V, anybody that plays Scrabble know about that kind of stuff. You don't want those unless you have them fit just right. But when you get a letter you don't like, you just say dump, and you put that one letter back, and you take three more letters. You have those letters that are in the middle of the table that you pick all turned upside down so nobody sees, because otherwise it'd be, you just pick the one you want, right? Anyhow, that was time well spent. It was fun being with family and having fun. We also went to the Katy Trail. The Katy Trail was a railroad from all the way from Katy, Texas, I believe, till I think it went all the way up north. I'm not sure. But we went down a part of this trail that they made into a beautiful walking trail. People had bikes too, and they had the river on one side and the mountains on the other side. It was beautiful, and if you wanted to walk up 0.3 miles uphill, you could go to the A-Frame, which was a little restaurant that you could get some food, and it's on a vineyard, I think it is. So they had wine, different wines, stuff like that. So it was nice spending time sitting in beautiful weather. It was beautiful weather. Yeah, we enjoyed that. We went to a botanical garden and enjoyed the flowers. My son really likes different kind of flowers and stuff. He's an outdoors guy. He likes different kind of things. He knows a lot about the names and stuff. I just looked and said, yeah, that's a flower. But he knew the name, fancy name, and how it grows and when it grows and when it blooms and all that good stuff. We were going to go somewhere else, but it rained. Yeah, so the time well spent there, well, we found a gazebo. It had a beautiful light from the top of the gazebo coming down onto a fountain. And the fountain was such to where the water was coming out of the pipe and kind of overflowed like a mushroom. And the light from the top made it look like there was a candle in the middle of this fountain. And because of the way the water was, as you walked around, the flame or the fire, the light followed you around. And then when you looked into the fountain, because of the way the water flickered and moved or splashed, looked like there were little bits of flame coming out of the water. It was beautiful. And since it was pouring rain, we didn't want to go walking around getting pouring rain in an outside botanical garden. So we just sat under the gazebo and enjoyed that wonderful fountain. And at this time of the year, as I talked about seasons last episode and Passover, it was a beautiful full moon. Yeah. And when the clouds peeled off away from the rain, we get to see the beautiful moon. That was time well spent. What else did we do? Let's see, we went to a wedding, and that was cool because two families, and they blended, I guess that was the word they used, they blended together, the woman, my niece and her four children, and the man that she married with his two children. They blended their families together. They looked so happy and in love, and I got to see a whole bunch of my wife's family and relatives that I haven't seen for quite a while. We had a good time. We had a good time watching the ceremony. We had a good time at the reception. We had a little dancing, a little music, lots of conversation and fun and fellowship. So that was very much time well spent. And then we took one of my sister-in-laws to the airport so she'd go on back home and listen to stories she regaled about her youth and when she was growing up and people that she knew. And my wife joined in about high school and when they were itty-bitties and all that stuff. And I thought that was time well spent listening to all those stories. And then we headed on back here to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I believe that time well spent is when it is either productive or when you enjoy it. And when you say, whew, I'd like to do that again. And even more so, the big clue is if you say, oh, it's over. I wish this would never end, or I wish I could do it a little longer. And I know when I got back to Chattanooga, I knew I had to come back to the JOB, and I said, oh, that's where I was saying, I wish my vacation could be a little longer so I could have some time well spent. Anyhow, that's what I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you have things that you like to do, that you make the time to have time well spent. And I hope you do come back for the next episode. Until then, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, your buddy, saying to you, goodbye and God bless.